So why did God choose to appear inside of that thorn bush as he appeared unto Moses? And this would be where he would later give his law. Well, I believe, again, it's a type and picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the whole event there of the burning bush, again, is a reminder of how this world is under the curse ever since the fall. And yet even that burning bush served as a type of the judgment that should fall on Christ, and that he should bear the curse of the people for which he came into this world, for whom he came into this world. But I suppose as you fast forward, you can't help but think in terms of thorns and what it was for the Lord Jesus Christ to bear the curse. If you look over in Matthew chapter 27, verse 29, Matthew 27, verse 29, is any of this just random? Not at all. Genesis begins with the curse because of the fall. And here in Matthew chapter 27, verse 29, now they did it to mock our Lord. It says in verse 27, then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited, what? A crown of thorns. They put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him. But we know they didn't do one thing more or less than what God the Father purposed. So in verses 7 and 8, the Lord assures Jeremiah what he's purposed to do. I have forsaken mine house. I've left mine heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. Mine heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. Therefore have I hated it. When the Lord speaks here of having forsaken his house, he's speaking of more than just the temple. He's speaking of the actual people that the Lord had separated out, those that were his and those that weren't. He had abandoned them to their own devices. He calls them like a lion in the forest that cries out against him. And it's a strong word he uses there. Therefore have I hated it. See, Jacob and Esau were of the same mother and father, yet Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. They're not all Israel that are of Israel. And so we see our Lord saying here that there is that one that was outwardly his heritage, but now he has abandoned them. He's given them over to their own reprobate mind.